The objective of this meeting is to demonstrate that the preventive measures are as important as the coercive ones or the intelligence or the military measures. If we have not violent extremism in the world, it means that there is not anymore, any fight necessary against terrorism. The way the Moroccans teach the religious leaders on the moderation, which constitute, according to them, the authenticity of Islam, it's really important to show to the world that this is really a good practice. And we are ready to disseminate this good practice all over the world.
Can you tell us exactly what is it that the Moroccan experience teaches us?
Well, the Moroccan experience is the following one. They have created an institute in which they teach the religious leaders before they can go to preach in the mosque or in wherever kind of places in which they teach. So you are not allowed to preach if you have not followed these courses and this training. So there is really an impact of that. And the impact is such that other countries like Mali, Guinea, or even Côte d'Ivoire have followed the experience of Morocco and they have even asked for their support. We have also to say that it is probably linked to the fact that Morocco has taken the initiative thanks to his king, because the king in Morocco is also what we call the commandeur des croyants, means the head of the people who have the faith, follow the faith. And it means also Christians and Jews, not only Muslims. So this type of coherence, supported by His Majesty the King, is extremely interesting. And the other countries want to follow this experience and also request the support of the Moroccan authorities to do so.
So in effect, the Moroccan experience is in part one of teachings that are being transmitted, teaching moderation, and on the other hand, a political structure or framework that's being placed around imams and religious teachings?
Absolutely.
And how do you think that the Moroccan experience will inform the Security Council's work?
Well, since we have already noted, and the Counter-Terrorist Committee of Security Council has already noted that it constitutes a good practice, then we will disseminate this practice. For example, each time we go for an assessment in a country and we know that there is a need of such a practice, we'll of course encourage the other countries, the countries which have been assessed, you know, to, let's say, discuss with the Moroccan authorities to see how to import in their country this experience.